Good evening. This is the regular meeting of the coordinating committee for the Pacifica National Board. Having apparently reached a quorum, we're going to go ahead and take the roll. Speak up when you hear your name. Lennon Foley.
Here.
Sandra Rawline.
I'm here.
Let's see. Paulina Vasiliev.
I'm here.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Chris Corey is here. Who am I missing? We got one more.
Vanessa. Vanessa's here.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Oh, yeah, and Lawrence. That's right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa?
I'm here. I'm present. I'm sorry. I'm trying to have another conversation at the same time. My apologies. But I'm
Not
here.
A problem. Not a problem. Not a problem. Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Wonderful. Okay. I believe everybody else is absent. Are there any other people that whose name I have not called? 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 7, so we have quorum. So this meeting is strictly for placing on the agenda items for the regular meeting, which is to be held. Hang on a second. I'll pull up my computer. I think it's August 6th, if I'm not mistaken. No, it's the 5th. Thursday, August 5th of 2021. And so I need a copy of my draft agenda. EMB agenda template. Here we go. So there's the regular bookkeeping items at the top of the meeting, call to order, roll call, report out from closed session, excused absences, identifying timekeeper, agenda approval. It was listed as 20 minutes last time. It seems like it's moving pretty efficiently lately, so I'm going to cut that to 10. And then there's the approving of the minutes of the open session. Do we have any minutes to approve? Yeah, we'll definitely have minutes to approve that meeting. Lots of them, I would hope.
Chris, this is Linda.
Yes.
I would hope so as well.
Excuse me?
I need to check with Marianne, but by then, for sure, we should be caught up. Yeah. So we'll have minutes to approve for both open and closed sessions.
Wonderful. Okay, then we have an IED report and Q&A from Lydia Brazone. I think she pretty much does that every time we have a regular meeting, so I'll leave that on. That's showing for 10 minutes. ICFO report by Anita Sims is showing for 10 minutes. Is Anita back next week? James, do you know?
I don't know. She's officially on vacation. Don't know if she'll be here.
Right.
She made an exception
for us. I know she did. I'll send her an email and ask her if she's planning on being at the regular meeting. So I'll add that to my notes.
Chris, we also have the, motion that came out of the Finance Committee.
Yeah, we'll get to that. James, just give me a minute. 8-5. Okay, so committee reports, audit committee. I'm imagining, yes, audit committee is probably going to need some time. In fact, I'm sure of it. So I guess I should contact Eileen and have her appear. Okay.
Chris, could I ask a clarification?
Sure, go ahead.
We're scheduling for the August 5th meeting now.
Correct. The meeting tomorrow night is a special meeting, so presumably the agenda is already set.
But none of us have seen it, and the call for the meeting is rather broad. It includes finance matters and personnel matters. So, under that rubric, should we put the Finance Committee motion there?
I believe we should. And we'll just have to, unless Paulina thinks otherwise, we should probably just call it into business during the course of the meeting. I believe that that would be kind of the standard procedure given that, given the timing of that motion.
Clarify for me.
Well, we had this PNB motion a while back about notice for motions, and during the course of the discussion at the National Finance Committee, I believe what we decided at the time was, although Lyndon, feel free to disagree with me here if you feel otherwise. I can't remember the exact decision that was made. I thought that it would require 48 hours notice, and you might have actually had it because you could have placed the motion right after the meeting. Did you decide just to present it during the meeting instead?
I did. Lyndon sent the motion to the secretary, and as did I. I sent it under the cover of the secretary's notes to make it official.
Okay. It'll probably be covered in that meeting then. If for some reason it gets bumped up into the agenda of the regular meeting, just let either Paulina or myself know and we'll place it there. Is there anything else from the Finance Committee that needs to be discussed in the regular meeting, James?
No.
Okay. So I'm just going to leave it open. I'll just put possibly one motion or something like that.
I guess if I'm going to make a Finance Committee report, I'll say a few words about the current state of the deficit at KPFK and the general state of the
Perfect.
Network.
Yeah, and actually, I guess you can mention the fact that we received a preliminary draft budget for KPFK and that, you know, we're perusing.
Correct.
James, this is Paulina. How much time do you think you need for the Finance Committee report on August 5th?
Right.
Exactly. Well, there's going to be a motion, so maybe 10 minutes.
Okay, that's what you're down for right now. Is the motion the one that we're thinking of raising tomorrow, though?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll put 10 minutes plus one possible motion for that.
I thought that's what we were talking about.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Personnel. Lawrence, is there anything coming up on personnel?
This
oh, sorry,
Sandra.
I missed governance. Governance, sorry. My apologies, Sandra. I got it backwards. Governance comes first. Is there something coming up on governance? Lawrence?
No, nothing at all.
Okay.
Secretary forgot to post the meeting date, which would have been today, so we're meeting
okay.
next week.
Okay, perfect. So there may be something if it arises at the next meeting, I suppose. I guess, let's see, it'll be too late. Yeah, if you have motions or whatever. Would you like a few minutes to report on whatever happens a week from today?
Yeah, please give us about 5 minutes for next
okay.
week.
Okay. Okay. Got it. How about programming? Either you or Sandra.
I'm sorry.
I did it again. I'm skipping again. Personnel. I did
okay.
it again.
Personnel met a week ago Monday. I was mentally not in a good place to try to chair that meeting. Another member of the committee put forth a motion to use the candidate pools that were collected during KPFT's MSRC search and the candidate pools that were used for the Los Angeles general manager position. I can report that that motion did pass, and I can also report that Livingston & Associates via email stated that they were no longer participating in our executive director search. They sent me a list of multiple candidates, and I coupled that with the list from the 2020 search, and I sent that to all the members of the personnel committee, and well, there you have it.
Okay, this is for the ED search, I guess, right?
Yes,
from an ED?
For the ED search. So, you know, we'll see what we come up with. I don't know how productive that will be, but I am going to try to put forth my best good effort to find an executive director who's qualified to run this foundation. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Right now it's showing just 5 minutes for personnel committee, but since you have that motion, which I haven't seen yet, would you like 10?
We'll start with 5 and see what happens.
Okay, perfect. All right. I will also mention that motion in the notes. So next is programming. Any movement on programming?
There is a motion.
I'm not hearing anything.
I'm on the National Programming Committee. There is a motion. I think there's 2 motions coming out of the National Programming Committee. Would that be heard, not this meeting, not the special meeting, but the following meeting, right?
Correct.
Okay, so if you could allocate 7 to 10 minutes on those 2 motions.
Sure, I'll give you 10.
Okay, thank you.
Strategic planning, Alex is going to have her. Oh, no, he won't be there. I suppose I can report on that. Or Lyndon, either one of us could. It'll only take a few minutes. I'll put down 3 for that. We're still making slow, steady progress on all of the options for revenue enhancement. I don't know that the ad hoc loan committee has met since the last meeting. Yes or no? Do you know, Lawrence? I know that I'm on that committee, and I don't believe that I've seen any invitations for it in the last month.
No, we haven't met in a while, so no, I don't think it's met.
Okay. Okay.
I'm on that committee as well. I can confirm that I have no notices.
Okay, good. Let's see. Hang on a second. All right. Development Task Force. We never quite know what to do for this because I don't believe anybody sits on that task force in this committee, and Nancy isn't a regular member. So I guess I should contact her again, like I do every time, and ask her if anything's going on. So I will do that as well. And that next, we have the glorious COVID-19 task force. Polina, do you have anything to report on that?
No, nothing new to report. But I wanted to say that we also have a technology task force that is convening, if I'm not mistaken, this week. I'm sure they'll have something to report.
Okay. What was that, the technology task force?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're finally convening. I'm not sure whether it's finally or if they have previously been meeting, but I saw that notice just now, the other day, yesterday.
Okay. Okay, Tom sits on
meeting,
that.
But
committee.
I know it's before the 5th, so that's why I think it's...
Okay. Okay. I'll add that in.
Five minutes. Okay.
And then, is there any unfinished business that we're aware of?
I have a question. I received 2 motions from Ali Lexa, and they seem to be appropriate for open session. But I'm not sure whether Ali meant for tomorrow or for the regular meeting. It doesn't specify in the email. Let me, I'm reviewing that just to make sure that I'm not missing that.
Okay. James, can you refresh?
I can read what those motions are.
Lawrence,
say.
To this fact.
Lawrence, go ahead.
Contribute.
Yeah,
I could contribute to this conversation. So Alice did send an email that there will be those concerns that Ali Lesser is articulating will be addressed in executive session tomorrow under the KPFK situation and the union negotiations. So
right, understood. Okay.
Is this union related?
Yeah, it's union related. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this will go in closed session, probably.
Okay.
James, with a question?
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, while those issues will be being addressed at that point, oh, crap. Sorry, I just got a call. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I got a call and took my screen away from me. Those issues will be addressed in the executive session when we deal with that subject matter. But as I'm looking at these same motions that Paulina is referencing, I don't see anything confidential about them. It's a simple request for a vote of solidarity.
Yeah,
interesting.
I think that's, if I could be recognized, Chair.
Sure, go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, I could think it could be bordering on discussing personnel matters, union negotiations, and since we already have it, we have time carved out in the executive session, I would feel more comfortable that those concerns be brought into the executive session, and then if they could always be reported out, right? I think we're... Would walk in a tightrope, if you will.
I understand. I would rather not interfere with the special meetings for those who have already at least theoretically planned it out. So I'm just going to let that one. I'm going to let that one lie.
This is Lyndon with the point of inquiry.
James for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Lyndon.
Yes. Usually, we have known that this meeting that we're going to have tomorrow night, we've known about it for over 7 days. Now, I don't know how many days it was posted, but you keep referring to this as a special meeting. But there have been months we've had meetings every Thursday night. So I don't understand. And then Lawrence is saying that there's executive session on this meeting and there's room carved out. I didn't know that it was going to be executive session tomorrow night. I mean, so how could that be all carved out? I'm just confused about how all this has been working. Can somebody clarify?
Yeah, I understand that.
If I could be recognized,
I understand that.
James, if that's okay, I will
sure.
explain myself.
I understand what you're saying, Lyndon. So when this is my understanding is that it takes at least three directors, I believe, to call a special meeting. I believe that was the case for this coming Thursday. And the special meetings are supposed to have a special purpose, and that's supposed to be specified. If those things didn't happen, then this would be just like a continuation meeting, but that wasn't called either. So I'm a bit confused if that didn't take place, but I've been assuming that it did. So go ahead, James, and anybody else who has information on this.
Yeah, if you look at the call for the meeting, it says to discuss financial matters. It also says to discuss personnel matters. And it's, as I said before, it's rather broad general language. It's not to discuss the contract with XYZ or, you know, it's not very specific. It's pretty broad. So I would think, as we said with the Finance Committee motion, that would fit in under the broad call for to discuss financial matters, and I think these motions from Ali fit in under the broad category of personnel matters, while they, I would say that they don't, on the face of them, involve any confidential matters. It's, again, I say a simple request for a vote of solidarity with the workers, staff, and volunteers at KPFK for the one, and a request that the negotiate or a statement, so whereas that the negotiations between the PNO and the union staff at KPFK appear to be at a stalemate, be it resolved that we should resume good faith, the national office should resume good faith negotiations. And that's not going to involve any personnel matters. Those are very broad, open statements that are not confidential. So I think it would be an improper use of the executive session to do that in private.
Lawrence to the SAC?
Chair Paulina,
yes,
to the SAC.
Yes, of course, Lawrence. I have you after Lawrence. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. So I believe Mr. Sagerton got the same email that I got from the chair stating that for tomorrow we need an extended executive session. Some of the items that need to be covered in the executive session are APFK union contract and KPFK personnel issue, legal issues. He has a motion directed to request for real estate records, and then the motion to consideration for censure. So I believe that during the discussion about the union, the KPFK union negotiations, could fit under the motion that Ali just really recently said.
Wait, this is Lydia.
5:39.
Hey, Lydia.
So I would feel, thank you, Lydia. I would feel more comfortable with that discussion being held in the executive session, because I don't think it's a time. We're talking about serious union negotiations, and it's not a time to try to gain political points.
James, for the stack.
We need to have a serious discussion about the concerns that Ali addressed in his email about the state of the union negotiations. So that's that. Thank you.
I understand. Okay. So I just want to point out to everybody that this meeting is actually not for tomorrow night's meeting. I'm okay with this discussion, but we are not actually convening to set the agenda for tomorrow night's meeting. We are merely discussing whether items should be in one place or another. I'm not sure what power or authority or what we can do, if anything, to alter that agenda. In any case, Lydia, did you want to chime in on any of this?
I just logged in, but anything on the union negotiations would have to be an executive session, and I would recommend that it be at the next meeting, and that we schedule executive session first so that we can have Cynthia or Warren on the call.
Okay. All right. So
James,
this is beyond the... James, I heard you. I think this is beyond the purview of this committee, we certainly could pass on, the recommendations of the committee for that to Alex or whoever can convene that meeting. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I am one of the three directors on the call with Alex for that meeting. And
me, right, James? And am I the other one? Lawrence?
I don't recall, Lawrence.
Yeah, I think
I don't recall. I just want to reiterate, even though, as Lawrence points out, it would fit nicely to have this discussion of the call for solidarity and the call for resuming negotiations to be done at the same time as we discuss the union negotiations in executive session. It's clear to me that when you're talking about specific union negotiations and the progress, et cetera, that could be obviously subject to an executive session. These calls for solidarity don't have anything to do with the specifics of the negotiations. I really don't see how we can justify doing that in executive session. There's nothing confidential. There's nothing proprietary. There's nothing in these motions that would justify using executive session.
Okay. So this is Lydia. So I clearly don't know what you're talking about. Was there something sent out?
Yeah.
Other than what I saw from Alex?
Lydia, I'll forward you what we're talking about right now.
Thank you.
And Lawrence to the SAC?
Chair, this is Paulina.
Go ahead,
Paulina.
I'm sorry, Paulina. You're right.
No
I completely
Thank
forgot
you.
About you. Go ahead, Paulina.
And please put me on the SAC, Chair.
I will. Of course, Lawrence.
Am I recognized?
Paulina, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, Paulina.
So I just wanted to remind everybody that we have a policy about submitting motions. And if a motion fits into the closed session of or any session of the of a special meeting, it should be received, I believe, if it's coming from either 24 or 48 hours before. And I have a motion from Lyndon that I received over 24 hours ago, so that should be fine. It's regarding the situation of the KPFT building being put up for sale, right? So that shouldn't be an issue. But basically, I would say, and Chris, you're right, we're not here to discuss the agenda for the upcoming meeting, but the rule is just that, you know, if you submit the motion and it's fitting into the general topics or themes of the of a special meeting, then it's should be taken up, right? So I think that's all I wanted to comment.
James for the SAC.
I'm first.
Go ahead, James.
Lawrence. For the SAC.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you.
You did. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. So now I believe that one the motion from Ms. Electa is in order for our next regularly scheduled meeting to take a vote whether. I don't feel comfortable in the middle of the union negotiations. I'm a union negotiator and a proud member of over 20 years in a rank-and-file union. I don't feel comfortable with putting this board on the spot to take a position whether they stand in solidarity with the Pacific Foundation union members. I, of course, stand in solidarity with them, but I don't feel comfortable being put on the spot to take a position when we're right in the middle of negotiation and where this is already has been put aside, time has been carved out, requested from the chair of the PNB to have an executive session in regards to those negotiations. So I think this motion is not in order and it should be considered to be for the next regularly scheduled meeting. That's when this motion about all of that other stuff to gain political points, as far as I'm concerned. And, of course, I would always hope to garner the support of labor and solidarity, but I don't think to put the board on the spot to take a political position on negotiations when we are still in negotiations is and it's a matter of an opinion from one member. I just don't feel comfortable with that. So that's why I would move that this motion will be in order at the following meeting, and we should consider the extended executive session, whether it'll be to tomorrow or the following week. Thank you.
Lydia to the stack.
Okay, I'll put you on the stack, Lydia. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I appreciate that Lawrence doesn't want to be put on the spot. However, that's not a valid reason to go to executive session. If, you know, sometimes we get put on the spot but that doesn't mean we have to go to a closed session. And I also want to note that this list of items for this agenda, according to my email, was sent out at 7:31 p.m. this evening by Alex. So I hardly think it's fair, when we're getting the list from Alex about what this meeting is about, to say that, you know, it's out of order for someone else to put a motion in on the same subject matter an hour later.
I have a point of order, Chair Lawrence.
Go ahead. What's your point of order, Lawrence?
An agenda, even a special meeting agenda, could be amended. So I just wanted to remind members that even a special meeting agenda could be amended.
Yeah, that's true. Lydia, go ahead.
Okay, so now I have the motion, and it's completely out of order in open session. I'm involved in those negotiations, and one of the statements is in is problematic to what we have sent to the union. And so, again, I would say that both our attorney needs to be present, and definitely Cynthia.
Okay.
James, for the stack again.
It must be an executive session.
Okay, thank you. James, go ahead. I'm going to wrap this up pretty soon here.
I can see, although she didn't specify, I could see that Lydia might have a point if she's referring to the statement that the negotiations have reached an impasse. And I might agree with her on that, or, you know, at least I think people of reasonable minds could agree on that. But I'll say again, I don't think a simple call for solidarity, I don't think there's anything confidential about it. It's a simple up or down vote, and it's just not confidential. It's a question of a board member requesting a vote for solidarity with part of our workforce, and not confidential.
Yeah, I have a point of order.
Okay, go ahead. What's your point of order, Lawrence?
So I just want to caution that when you're talking about impasses, that's a legal labor term during negotiations. That means that an impasse has been reached, and there's no way of reaching a tentative agreement whatsoever. So I would caution that the statement that is in the motion is stalemate. And that was carefully crafted, because when you say impasse, that means that we have reached an impasse, negotiations end, and those are legal labor law terms during negotiations. So I just want to caution my colleague from WBAI that to sort of be careful about the language that he uses during open session. Thank you.
Okay.
May I respond?
Yeah. Hold on a second, though, James. Once again, I want to reiterate that I don't think that this is within the purview of this committee. So I don't know what the expectations are of this committee with regard to all this back and forth. But go ahead, James.
Yeah, I just want to point out that there are two motions. One deals with negotiations that appear to be at a stalemate. And the first one is a simple call for solidarity with the workers, staff, and volunteers at KPFK. So there are two motions. If you don't like one, I think there's an argument for that, but I don't think there's an argument on the first one.
Okay. I would like Lydia to offer an opinion, then I would like to close this item out so that we can get on to other business. Lydia, do you have any final comments?
Yes, absolutely. It has to do with where we are in relation to the union, and we cannot have this in open session. I'm sorry, James, but absent the information that you're lacking, that we absolutely cannot, and I am 100% sure that our attorney would opine the same, and so would Cynthia.
Okay. So you're suggesting that both of these items should be in closed session. Is that the final word?
That's the final word.
Okay. Got it. Let's see. I asked before the question if we had any unfinished business, and that led into this discussion. I don't believe that we do have any unfinished business from the last meeting, but please correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. Under new business, is there anything that could be introduced in this upcoming regular meeting? Anybody have any suggestions for that?
This is Lyndon.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Back. Where are you going to place that the motion regarding procedures for censure?
I haven't reviewed that motion.
What?
No, I know. I saw it. I saw it. So, good question. I guess it would go under new business unless you'd like it placed higher on the agenda, Lyndon.
In open session, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I would like it higher, but I don't know how you would okay. how you would get it there.
Well, I mean, we can just offer that. That's within the scope of this committee. We could put it before the committee reports and after the ID and ICSO reports, if you'd like.
Yeah, let's please do that, because it's going to be essential. You know, as long as Lawrence is trying to censor somebody, we have to have some rules for the road, I think.
Okay.
So we do need to get it done.
Okay. So you would like to place that? I'll put it as 7A on my draft, between 7 and 8, or 7B, I guess. This is Lyndon's motion regarding censure. How many minutes would you like for that, Lyndon?
Well, it's probably going to take, you know, at least 15. I don't know how much discussion is going to be on it. Who's okay. laughing?
Not me. Lyndon, censure motion.
Sorry, I wasn't muted.
Motion 15. Okay, 15 minutes. Okay, got it. Okay, anything, any other suggestions for new business? I guess we can just leave it open. It's normally a 10-minute item. Yes? Any objections?
Sorry, can you repeat which... Are we on
this item
seven?
10? Item 10,
seven?
New business. Item 10, new business. You're talking about the change that we just made? Lyndon's censure motion between the ICFO report and the committee reports.
Got it.
Okay. I think that just about covers everything for the next regular meeting. There's definitely some issues here associated with I'll forward a set of recommendations to Alex from this committee. This matter of the motions regarding the union negotiations was a contentious matter at this meeting, and that Lydia recommended placing all of it in closed session. Those several members disagreed. Can I say that, or is it just James? I believe somebody else agreed with James.
You can say several.
Okay, we'll say several. All right. I think if there's nothing, there are no further additions and changes, that pretty much closes the line of business for this meeting. Are there any objections to adjourning?
none.
All right. Hearing none, we are adjourned.